Well, you might know that the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee studies the area's freshwater sources. There's another more surprising body of water some at the university study, the Pacific Ocean. More specifically, volcanoes that live on the ocean's floor. That's where UWM Geosciences Associate Professor Julie Bowles does her work. She talked with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez about what it looks like all the way down there.
It basically looks like a mountain range, a linear mountain range that just extends for miles and miles and miles. So it's maybe a couple of miles tall. It has volcanoes at the top, and it just extends to the horizon and beyond.
And this is all on the seafloor.
And this is on the seafloor, yeah. You can't see very far in front of you because the light doesn't penetrate that deep in the ocean. So when you're right at the summit, it looks like gray volcanic rocks that maybe have some sediment piled up on top of them. Some of them look a little glassy. There's often fissures, kind of collapse pits. If you're really lucky, you might see a hydrothermal vent community. So the cold ocean water gets down into the crust, into the rocks, through the faults and the cracks, and then it heats up because of all the hot kind of volcanic activity below. And then that water exits the seafloor in really focused places like a geyser, kind of. And you get these kind of amazing biological communities that thrive around these vents. So this last expedition was a collaboration with some colleagues at Scripps Institution of Oceanography, which is in San Diego. It's part of University of California, San Diego, and some colleagues at Boise State University in Idaho. And
I love it that Idaho and Wisconsin are just in the middle of the Pacific Ocean studying volcanoes.
So we all met up in San Diego, and then we spent 11 days driving down to the South Pacific. Once we got there, what we were interested in looking at is kind of how often these eruptions happen and how big they are. Are they kind of clustered together in time? And if so, like, how are they clustered together in time? So in order to do that, we had to actually get samples from the seafloor, and we had to be able to see the seafloor as well, to have an idea of what the seafloor actually looks like. We had a couple of different specialized scientific vehicles that we were working with. One is called an autonomous underwater vehicle, and this particular one is named Sentry. It collects a lot of data. So it collects information about the shape of the seafloor, a kind of high-resolution picture of where there are small kind of volcanic mounds, where there's faults, where there's fissures. And then ideally, we would want to collect actual rock samples. And we would want to see with our eyes as well what's down there. So there's a small submersible, like a little mini submarine that fits three people.
This is a safer submersible than the submersible we may be familiar with.
Yes. Okay. It's designed in a totally different way. And actually, there's a titanium sphere that the people sit in. And that sphere was actually forged right here in Milwaukee, in Cudahy. So I got to sit in the Milwaukee sphere and go to the bottom of the ocean. And the submersible has these robotic arms, so that lets you collect samples and manipulate equipment if you were doing that as well. So then we could go down and we could actually see what it looked like, and we could collect samples that we could take back home and work with.
So you had this expedition. I know you're doing this part of it, which is very analytical, and the research part of it, but are you ever like awe-inspired by the time that's passed or what you're seeing? How do those kind of things hit you?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, people have certainly done work in this general area before, but the specific places that we went to and that we were able to dive down in the submersible, like literally no person has ever laid their eyes on that spot on Earth before. And it's just kind of crazy to see this thing that is this eerie, otherworldly place that no one's seen before. And very few people get the privilege of seeing.